The Second Coming of Christ and Glory. Excerpt from a speech by Father Stefano Gobbi. June 24, 1996, in San Marino, Italy. Dear Mother, Father Gobbi turns to the statue of Our Lady next to him. Forgive me, I am not pleased that the serpent is here, but I am pleased that you crush its head. Finally, the power of the serpent will be broken, it will be powerless. It will no longer be able to seduce creatures, to say no to the divine will. The creatures will say yes to the divine will of God. In this complete fulfillment of the divine will, the creation will be almost transposed into an original state, in a state of a new earthly paradise, in which all creatures will say yes to the divine will of the Heavenly Father. Here in Italy, a certain woman named Luisa Picaretta, servant of God, whose beatification is in progress, wrote a great book about divine will. Once when I was in Mexico, I was shown passages of the book, which related to so many topics about which our book, to the priests, Our Lady's beloved sons, also speaks. Let me cite a passage from this book, The Book of Heaven, by the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. She says that 2,000 years after creation came, the great flood so that the water would cleanse mankind. And 2,000 years later, came the flood of the blood, the redemption. And still 2,000 years hence, there will be the flood of fire, a spiritual fire, I believe, and finally the kingdom of the divine will come upon this world, because every creature will fulfill the divine will of God in a complete way. This is what I think. That the second coming of Christ and glory will bring this kingdom of the divine will. Every creature will fulfill the will of the Father completely, and the Heavenly Father will be glorified in His children, who will say yes to His divine will. Christ will bring His kingdom, the kingdom of holiness and of humble obedience to the will of the Heavenly Father. Our Blessed Mother told Father Gobbi, in message 453 on August 15, 1991, the Feast of the Assumption. The new era, which I announce to you, coincides with the complete fulfillment of the divine will, so that at last there is coming about that which Jesus taught you to ask for, from the Heavenly Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the time of the Holy Spirit is being accomplished by the creatures. From the perfect fulfillment of the divine will, the whole world is becoming renewed, because God finds there, as it were, His new Garden of Eden, where He can dwell in loving companionship with His creatures. Herein, Christ reigns in the splendor of His glorified body, and the immaculate heart of your Heavenly Mother triumphs in the light of her body, assumed into the glory of paradise. Other divine will messages contained in Father Gobbi's book, To the Priests Our Lady's Beloved Sons, The Blue Book. Message 173, paragraph H. When the Father decided to place His word in my virginal womb, He found your mother ready to welcome Him with love and joy, being only intent upon the perfect fulfillment of the divine will. Message 177. Paragraph C. Here you will be formed by me according to the plan which the heart of my Son Jesus has entrusted to me. Thus, each one of you will be helped by me to carry out in a perfect manner the divine will alone. Message 185. Paragraph E. In the temple, my heart opened itself to an act of pure and uninterrupted love of the Lord, while detachment from the world and creatures prepared me, each day more and more, to pronounce my perfect yes to His divine will. Message 185. Paragraph M. In the temple of my immaculate heart, your heart too will be purified, to be formed by me to a pure and incessant act of love for the Lord. I am leading you on the road of perfect love, that you too may follow your mother in saying your yes to the divine will. Message 213. Paragraph I. And who, better than your Heavenly Mother, can help you to love, understand and have compassion for each, to know and esteem each other? For this reason, a true reunion of Christians is not possible without an effort towards interior conversion and purification, in order to attain solely the fulfillment of the divine will. Message 213, paragraph J. This is the divine will for you, that all may be one. And who better than I can help her children travel along this difficult road? Message 223, paragraph C. Your heavenly mother wants today to help you fulfill well and only the divine will. This is the will of God. Your sanctification. Message 223, paragraph H. Yes, Father, to your will, that is in heaven, so also on this earth, your will alone may be done. Message 223, paragraph K. Yes, Father, to the gift of your immense mercy which shines forth in your Son, whom, through the yes of the Virgin Mother, you have once for all given us, Jesus salvation, Jesus life, Jesus truth, Jesus fount of divine mercy, Jesus perfect fulfillment of the divine will. Message 260, paragraph H. The cross is made up of the difficulties one encounters when one desires to fulfill solely the will of God, because this involves the task of daily fidelity to the duties of one's state in life. It is a fidelity in which even the very smallest tasks are performed with perfection. Everything is done in the fullness of love. Every moment of the day is lived in fulfilling the divine will. Message 261, paragraph G. His yes of the Son to the Father, my yes of the Mother to the Son, united us wholly and forever after, in the perfect realization of the divine will. Message 299, paragraph B. The exemption from every stain of sin, even from the original one, has made my life a pure reflection of the life of God. Thus, my soul was filled with grace, and its powers were always directed to carrying out the divine plan in a perfect way. My mind was open to seek and love the will of God, and my heart was impelled, with joy and complete abandonment, to fulfill only the divine will. Message 299, paragraph G. When discouragement takes hold of you, the bond with Him which is established in prayer and especially in the Eucharist will give you strength and infuse you with new energy for good. When aridity threatens you, communion with Him will open you up to a new and profound experiences of love and joy. Then you too will carry out the divine will, which is that of living to know, love and serve the Father, in a profound intimacy of life with the Son, whose mystery will become ever increasingly revealed to you in its fullness by the Holy Spirit. Message 303, paragraph F. With these same sentiments I am leading you, dear children, each day to the altar of the Lord, to help you fulfill well His divine will. Sacrifice an offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. I have come to do your will, O God. Message 303, paragraph K. For this reason, beloved children, each day, on my grateful heart, happy and at the same time sorrowful, I carry you to the temple of the Lord and place you upon His altar, so that you may be offered to the perfect fulfillment of His divine will. Message 308, paragraph B. Carry your cross each day, and never depart from the divine will. Your wounds are the misunderstandings, the doubts, the perplexities and the numerous abandonments. These are the real wounds of the soul, which no one sees, more precious than gold, the blood from which I am always gathering up to water the garden of the dried up and thirsty souls of your brother priests. Message 315, paragraph B. Upon it you experience the love of the Father, who loves you very much and leads you, who prepares everything for you through His divine providence, and who calls you to an ever greater happiness. Allow yourselves to be carried at every moment by this fatherly love, like little children who entrust themselves completely to His divine will. Message 321, paragraph D. I am the way to the divine will. Message 321, paragraph K. For this I am leading you each day along the way of the perfect fulfillment of the divine will, so that, in the holy temple of your priestly life, the Most Holy Trinity may receive from you today its greatest glory. Message 377, paragraph J. The power of the will sets you on the way of always doing His divine will. As compass points toward the North Pole, so also your will becomes irresistibly attracted to his will. When sometimes you turn from it, almost without you noticing it, there is some force within you which turns you in the right direction, because your will becomes absorbed by his divine will. Thus, your mind becomes ever more and more enlightened, because you are thinking as he thinks, you want what he wants, and thus you live in an intimacy of life with Jesus who, in your priestly life, fulfills again today his divine mission of doing the will of the Father. I have come, O God, to do your will. Not my will but yours be done. Message 398, paragraph R. If Jesus becomes your way, you come into the arms of his and your heavenly Father. If you walk with Jesus, you carry out the divine will in your life, with that love and that docility with which Jesus has always done the will of the Father. And thus, you live with the confidence and the abandonment of little children who expect and receive everything as a gift of love from their Father who is in heaven. Message 405, paragraph F. For this reason, God communicated his will to his people by means of 10 horns which made his law known, the 10 commandments. The one who accepts them and observes them walks in the life along the road of the divine will, of joy and of peace. The one who does the will of the Father accepts the word of his Son and shares in the redemption accomplished by him. Jesus gives to souls the very divine life, through grace, that he won for us through his sacrifice carried out at Calvary. Message 413, paragraph F. Against the difficulties, the acts of derision, and the marginalization which the beast like a lamb uses against you, my beloved children, have recourse to a perpetual communion of prayer with the holy souls in purgatory. This communion of prayer, with the souls who are being purified, gives to them the light and the comfort of shortening the time of their purification and grants to you the security and the courage to carry out my plan in your life, which is that of helping you to fulfill at each moment the divine will of the Lord. Message 436, paragraph E. In the hour of the great trial, paradise will be joined to earth, until the moment when the luminous door will be opened, to cause to descend upon the world the glorious presence of Christ, who will restore his reign in which the divine will shall be accomplished in a perfect manner, as in heaven, so also on earth. Message 441, paragraph C. As Mother, I am close to each one of you to help you carry out, in the time which has been granted you, the plan of your heavenly Father. This plan is that his divine will be accomplished by you. And the divine will is that you become holy. I, therefore, help you to walk along the road of holiness, so that the divine will may be accomplished by you in a perfect way, and thus you may give, in your life, the greatest glory to the Most Holy Trinity. Message 444, paragraph O. Beloved sons, do not seek human consolations or superficial comforts. It is my motherly task to give you the chalice of comfort which the Heavenly Father has prepared for you. In this way, you are assisted by me to carry out today only the will of the Father. Entrust yourselves, all, to my Immaculate Heart, that I may be able to lead you along the road of the divine will. Message 453, paragraph D. The new era, which I announce to you, coincides with the complete fulfillment of the divine will, so that at last there is coming about that which Jesus taught you to ask for, from the Heavenly Father. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Mount 610. This is the time when the divine will of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is being accomplished by the creatures. From the perfect fulfillment of the divine will, the whole world is becoming renewed, because God finds there, as it were, his new Garden of Eden, where he can dwell in loving companionship with his creatures. Message 460, paragraph F. In the temple of my Immaculate Heart, I am preparing you for your priestly immolation. There is a spiritual immolation which I am asking of everyone. It is made up of the acceptance, with love, of every circumstance of your life as a fulfillment of the will of the Heavenly Father. Do always and at every moment only the divine will. Then the Father will be pleased with you, who are giving to the Son the joy of doing, in you, only the will of the Father. There's also a physical immolation for which I am preparing you gently, as Mother, who is making of her Immaculate Heart, in which you are enclosed, the altar upon which you will be immolated for the salvation of the world. Message 472, paragraph J. Christ risen is now bringing the will of the Father to perfect fulfillment, through his second coming in glory, to restore his reign, in which the divine will may be accomplished by all on earth. Message 482, paragraph N. The Holy Spirit will open hearts and minds, in such a way that all will be able to carry out the will of the Father and the Son, so that, as in heaven so also on earth, the divine will may be perfectly accomplished. Message 487, paragraph C. I offer you to the glory of the Father, who takes delight in you, and I lead you, at each moment of your life, to do his divine will with love, docility and filial abandonment. Thus, as in heaven, so also on earth, the heavenly Father is glorified, and his name is adored and sanctified. Message 500, paragraph F. Be obedient to the Pope and the bishops united with him. Obey all the norms which regulate your priestly life. Obey the will of God, which becomes more and more manifest to you, so that your Father who is in heaven may be glorified in you, each day, in the perfect fulfillment of the divine will. Message 505, paragraph G. The glorious reign of Christ will also be reflected in a new form of life in everyone, because you will be drawn to live only for the glory of the Lord. And the Lord will be glorified when his divine will be perfectly accomplished by each one of you. The glorious reign of Christ will coincide, then, with the perfect accomplishment of the will of God on the part of every one of his creatures, in such a way that, as it is in heaven, so it will also be on earth. Message 511, paragraph C. In you, the Father must be glorified in the perfect fulfillment of his divine will. In you, the Son wants to be relived in such a way that you become the instruments of his divine mercy. In you, the Holy Spirit is at work, with the force of his love, in order to make you capable of transforming hearts and souls. Message 522, paragraph D. In my Immaculate Heart, you will be formed to the perfect glory of the Lord, through your promise of a life offered to him, in the fulfillment of the divine will and in the observance of his law. Message 578, paragraph D. Thus, in them, and by means of them, I repeat my gesture of humble and perfect availability to his will, repeating again my fiat. Let your holy and divine will be done. Fiat.